In its latest move to restrict immigration to the U.S., the Trump administration is again proposing to deport thousands of Vietnamese refugees.
The White House had previously considered doing this, but backed off in the summer.
A 2008 agreement protected Vietnamese migrants from deportation. But now a spokesman for the U.S. Embassy in Hanoi says it does not cover those who came to America before 1995 and are undocumented or have committed crimes. That comes to about 7,000 people. However, refugees who have become U.S. citizens would be allowed to stay.
Rick Sue is a professor of law at the University at Buffalo. He's an expert in immigration law and policy and teaches a class on refugee and asylum law. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Before we get to this move from the Trump administration, can you look back at how people from Vietnam came to the United States after the Vietnam War up to this period in 1995?
Yeah, so the vast majority of individuals that arrived after the Vietnam War and before 1995 were refugees. So there were, on the one hand, many individuals who fled the country along with the evacuation of U.S. forces. There were another number of people who were stuck in refugee camps and were then legally admitted as refugees. And there were also special provisions that Congress enacted that allow certain individuals, especially those born with a U.S. service member as one of their parents, to come to the U.S. Later on, especially as a child.
Now, this particular case, it's a little complicated. There's this 2008 agreement between the United States and the government of Vietnam. Can you explain that deal to us?
Yeah. So essentially how deportations work is we have to remove someone, but a country has to be willing to accept them. And for a long time, Vietnam did not accept deportees from the United States, partly because we didn't have diplomatic relations with them. In 2008, however, there was an agreement that was struck that essentially said that for individuals who arrive, Vietnamese individuals that arrived in the United States after 1995, Vietnam would accept them. But the agreement also said that for individuals who arrived before 1995, before we had any diplomatic relations with Vietnam, that Vietnam would not accept them. So really the question right now is, will Vietnam accept immigrants who came to the United States before 1995 for deportation?
So the Trump administration is saying, okay, people from Vietnam who came over before 1995 would not be protected under this agreement. Who would be affected by this? Who would be at potential for deportation who has not been?
Yeah, so it would be individuals who arrived before 1995, and most of those are refugees. So they are here legally, but for one reason or another, and mostly because of a criminal conviction, they have lost their status to legal permanent residency. So those are the people that it would be up. Now, it's estimated, as you noted before, about 8,000 people probably fall into those categories. About 100 or so probably are in detention right now, ready to go. And it's those people in detention that seems to be signaling that the Trump administration is moving ahead with deportation. The question, of course, is whether Vietnam would accept them.
And some people have pointed toward the idea that, okay, these are criminal convictions. Do we know what kind of convictions are involved here?
Yeah, so this is a range, and part of it reflects the fact that after 1996, we dramatically expanded the type of criminal convictions that would make you eligible for deportation. So they range from drug possession, DUIs, simple assault on the one hand, and of course, murder, robbery on the other. But like anyone else, it's a range. One thing that is interesting, however, is because we're talking about people who've been here for a long time, right? People who arrived before 1995, most of these people are long-term residents, and many of their crimes tend to have been committed when they were teens, and at this point could be decades in the past. So in some ways, it's an interesting group because most of them are facing deportation for things that they've done a long time ago, just by nature of the group we're talking about.
Talking to law professor Rick Sue from the University at Buffalo, looking at Trump administration policies, a change of policies on refugees from Vietnam who came here before 1995, making it easier to deport at least some of them. I want to give a listen to Ted Osius. He was the U.S. ambassador to Vietnam from 2014 to 2017. He stepped down over Trump's approach on this issue. He explained his decision in an interview yesterday with NPR.
I resigned because I couldn't carry out many of the Trump administration's policies, but this was, to me, the worst one. I thought it was really un-American to be getting rid of people who fought side by side with us or were the children of servicemen. And I objected, and I objected multiple times. I sent messages to then Secretary Tillerson, Secretary Mattis, to McMaster. I said I didn't think it was right to try to implement this policy.
How unique is the situation with Vietnamese refugees who may have come over because they or their family members had been involved on the U.S. and South Vietnamese side of a war? And there's a government now of the North Vietnamese side now in charge of the entire country. Is this kind of a different refugee situation than really anywhere else?
So on the one hand, it is. And on the one hand, in light of what's been going on, it isn't. So why is it? On the one hand, this is a unique situation given our experience and history with Vietnam and the particular individuals that came. Many of them supported the United States. And there's a lot of sensitive foreign affairs relationships, political relationships at issue here. And in the past, those have been sort of treated a little bit differently than the standard immigration system because of these concerns. On the other hand, however, it seems like with the Trump administration, things have been changing. These old sort of sacred sort of issues that have been protected in the past seem to be changing. And I say this because in some ways, this renegotiation potentially for Vietnamese refugees follows after a lot of negotiations in which the Trump administration has been forcing countries to accept deportees to Cambodia, to Iraq, other countries that have sensitive relationships, other countries that we've been involved in some sort of conflict, and producing the situation for why people had to flee. So it seems like those sacred cows, if you will, no longer seem to be sacred anymore.
Now, we have a statement from the Department of Homeland Security quoting here, we have 5,000 convicted criminal aliens from Vietnam with final orders of removal. These are non-citizens who during previous administrations were arrested, convicted, and ultimately ordered removed by a federal immigration judge. It's a priority of this administration to remove criminal aliens to their home country. So that's the basis of their argument. What do you make of that?
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. And if anything, they've been consistent. They have been trying to increase deportations. And for many of these individuals with criminal convictions and final orders of deportation, it's low-hanging fruit, right? These are individuals that are known to them and they want to remove them. The obstacle before, of course, was that the countries that they're from wouldn't accept them. But again, it seems like those obstacles are being sort of overcome now. The Trump administration has been negotiating very aggressively with many countries, and now Vietnam seems to be coming up for them to accept them. One thing to be seen going forward is one way that they've been able to convince Cambodia and Iraq to accept deportees is by issuing visa restrictions. And in fact, the travel ban against Iraq was part of that. It may be that going forward, what this is signaling is that they're going to issue similar sanctions against Vietnam in order to pressure them to accept, just as those other countries have done so as well.
Is there a concern about the fate of people, refugees from Vietnam who came here 20 plus years ago, what might face them if they were sent back to Vietnam?
Yeah, I think there is. And there's sort of two things at play here. One is many of these people that we're talking about have been here for a long time. Many of them arrived as children, and that's just because we're talking about people who came before 1995. So many of them have very few connections, if any, especially familial connections or even understanding of culture or language with Vietnam. So if they were to sent back, it may be a little bit difficult then for them to adjust. Second of all is we can't forget that there is a reason why these groups of people originally fled. And although Vietnam's changed a lot of those things may still affect their ability to integrate into the system. And it may be that they're maybe facing some sort of discrimination and maybe potentially even some persecution if they were to be sent back, given their connection with regard to the previous government.
Here in Wisconsin, we have a sizable Hmong community resettled from South Asia. I know for many of the Hmong people here in Wisconsin, their country of origin was Laos, not Vietnam. Do you know off the top of your head if this change might affect Hmong refugees in the United States?
Yeah, so it might. And this is interesting that you mentioned that because sanctions against Laos has already been issued, though not very much reported. So we'll see if that comes up next. So in some ways, the situation with Laos is ahead of the situation with Vietnam. The Trump administration has already issued those sanctions against visa restrictions. It seems like they are already aggressively trying to pressure Laos into accepting deportations. I haven't heard any news with regard to that, but if they go the same way that Cambodia did with regard to the restrictions, it may be that that will be the next population to be targeted.
Many immigration moves from the Trump administration have been challenged in the courts. Is there a court saga going on already, or do you expect one?
There might be – so there has already been a court saga. There was an effort actually to do this in March of 2017 when a lot of individuals were taken into detention. And the argument that was raised at the time is that you can't keep these people in indefinite detention if Vietnam's not going to accept them. And actually very recently, many of those people were let go out of custody with the government conceding that they cannot be deported because Vietnam would not accept them in, with regard to the court order. So the change right now is a lot of those people are now being taken back into custody, suggesting that either the government has negotiated something in the back and that these people can be deported, and therefore Vietnam has agreed to deportation of these individuals that might be coming up. So in some ways, this is a resolution to a court case that's already been filed. There might be other issues at the origins with regard to whether or not there's still a good asylum claim that some people can make, or whether or not there will be anticipated deportation, or there will in fact go too long. But those are wait to be seen. It seems like there's something that might be announced soon, given what they're doing now.
Rick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Rick Hsu is a professor of law at the University at Buffalo. He's an expert in immigration law and policy and teaches a class on refugee and asylum law. We talked to him about the Trump administration's plan to deport up to 7,000 Vietnamese refugees who arrived in the country before 1995.